Unsolicited private messages. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios, automobile studios here, over here this week. Decided to do this from my car this week. I want to talk to you about unsolicited private messages and how that's applied to your business. There's a question that came in. Unfortunately, I'm on the road, so I didn't have the exact question. The question was to the effect of, should I private message my product to people on Facebook? And there's a chapter, I think it's chapter 4 or 5, inside of the book Empire Lifestyle Secrets, where I cover basic marketing and advanced marketing. I think it's in chapter 6. And also, I think chapter 5 was about reps versus entrepreneurs. And, you know, reps and entrepreneurs, representatives and entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs take ownership, they take responsibility, and they build the business, and they understand the fundamentals. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're asking me if you should send unsolicited private messages to strangers on Facebook, there's very high chances that you don't know the fundamentals of building a business. And that's why I want to suggest that you go to myempirepro.com, as you see on the screen, and download a free copy of the book and make sure you read it 10 to 15 times. Okay? That book will change your business for the better. Okay? So, with that being said, let me just tell you what I feel about that, okay? It's not necessarily about the unsolicited part of it. It's about value, okay? It's about value, but, you know, value from the standpoint of the person you're trying to relate with, okay? Value is not value unless the person you're giving it to see it as value, okay? A lot of time we lie to ourselves. A lot of time we say, hey, this product is going to be hot and popping. It's going to be really great. You could be wrong. In other words, it may not be value, right? It may not be valuable to the people, your audience you're trying to share with, okay? So it's not good enough for you to see something as valuable. Your audience, your consumers, the people you're trying to relate with, right? Your traffic, your website, your leads, your audience, your followers, your prospects, they need to see that as value, okay? They need to see it as valuable. And if they don't see it as valuable, guess what? It's not valuable to them. So valuable is a very relative term to use when it comes to business. It needs to be seen as valuable on the receiver's end, not you. Now, with experience over time, right? Experience comes from collecting data, right? You collect data, a lot of data over time. By continuing to do business, you learn more about your audience. You learn more about your market. You know what they want. You know what they respond to. That comes from experience. That comes from collecting data over time, right? Eventually, you may know what's valuable to your audience. Only you will know that. That's why when I consult to people, I ask them questions for them that I'm hoping that they have answers to with regards to what kind of audience do they have, what kind of market, what do they respond to, what do they like already. If they like certain things already, I simply advise to dig deeper into that. I don't advise to go find something else, okay? If you dig deeper into something that's already working, okay? And that's pretty much my approach to business and life in general. If something is working, keep doing it. Unless it breaks completely, you know. But sometimes people end up saying, oh, I'm going to get over creative, right? You create all this stuff and you're all over the place and you're all messy, right? So that takes me back to, again, unsolicited private messages. What does that have to do with unsolicited private messages? From a marketing standpoint, that you do where you're just pushing stuff down people's throats, right? That's called interrupt marketing, okay? That means people are just about their life and you just shove stuff down their throat. Does it work? Yes, it does, okay? I can stop flying something over the sky here and some people may say, hey, yeah, that's I'm interested in that. That's called interrupt marketing, okay? Is it the most effective way to market? Not necessarily, okay? There are also a sector of the market that's already searching for what you have to offer, okay? So you want to ask your question, where does unsolicited private messaging on Facebook fall in that category? Is that interrupt marketing or search marketing, okay? Somebody already searching and researching or searching for something similar, right? Or already following somebody similar to what you have to offer, or your product similar to what you have to offer. You know, one involves a lot more work on your part to sell, and the other you pretty much your hard selling, okay? Does hard selling work? Yes, it does work. Do I prefer to not hard sell? I prefer to not have to hard sell. I prefer to have the product do its own selling. I prefer to have the customer, the consumer, the receiver, I prefer them to have to sell themselves on me, okay? And the way I like to do that is I like to strategically position myself in the marketplace. It's all about positioning, posture and positioning. The way you present yourself, the way you present to people make all the difference. And the fact that you are sending unsolicited private messaging is already a negative, okay? Unless a coincidence actually happened, you're not really going to create customer from that. The only thing you're going to do is annoying people, okay? Unsolicited messages is typically annoying unless there's a coincidence that happens. Oh man, you know, like a miracle, like a miracle just happened. Like, oh man, I was just looking for that product, right? But it typically, it's not going to be that way. So what you're doing essentially when you sell unsolicited messages to people where you're not giving value, what you're doing is you're putting people on the negative side of your brand more than anything else. Now, there are exceptions to every rule, okay? There's always exception to every rule. Sometimes it could be like, hey, how you doing, folks? Again, you want to build some kind of rapport, okay? You want to build some kind of rapport, and you want to also play the with game in that situation. You want to play it wide. In other words, you want to talk to a lot of people. You want to initiate conversation with a lot of people before you start shoving stuff down their throat, okay? So, for example, for me, one of the strategies that I'm actually going to explore, so I'm giving this book away, which you can download for free, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, right? I'm giving this book away. One of the strategies I'm going to explore is get some of my team members to give the book away for free. In what you may want to consider unsolicited private messages. So, again, you're giving something of value away for free, right? But even at that, you can't just shove it down their throat with a link. You want to kind of build some kind of rapport, okay? So with that kind of rapport, I'm giving you an idea right now. You could have a set of three questions, okay, that creates curiosity, right? So you say, hey, what's going on? Well, it's nice to see you. We're both on this group, right? So you want to have something that they can relate with you, right? We're both a part of this group, right? We're both a part of this guy's fan page, right? Oh, yeah, I do follow him. Yeah, so what's going on? You're in business or something? You know, create a rapport. It could be 3 to 4, 5, no more than 5 questions. That way, you're also playing the time game because time is the biggest asset that you have, the most valuable asset, rather, okay? Because there's limited amount of it, right? You gotta be patient, but you don't have time, right? It's something we struggle with when it comes to time, right? So, with that being said, you want to build rapport, and then you want to give something away for free where they get to go download it on your website, and then they can get on your list. And if you want to do that to 5 to 10 people per day, that's a good strategy that you can apply, okay? When it comes to private messaging people on Facebook. But again, there's something called targeted marketing. Make sure there are people following that you have signs on their profile that they, in fact, have some kind of interest in what you're offering, okay? The more you can do that, the better. The more targeted your traffic will be, right? So that's very, very important for you to note, okay? So for example, for me, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, a book I'm giving away. I could go on my pages and look at the people that I've liked on my recent. I'll just say, hey, thanks for the like. Thanks for showing love to my post on Facebook. So what's going on with your business? Oh, okay, great. Listen, I need a favor. I'm launching this new book. I'm giving it away for free. You got to promise me you're going to read it. So again, I'm flipping it, right? You have to promise me you're going to read it, right? Because I want to give you a free copy right now. Oh, yeah, sure, I'll check it out, right? And boom, you drop the link. Okay, let me know what it did, and that's it, okay? That person, not only is that person a lot more valuable or for quality of prospects in your business, the equity that you built right there by simply connecting with them is a lot bigger than somebody who just clicked over from an ad on Facebook. Okay, now ads on Facebook I prefer because I have to play a numbers game in that. Okay, because I can use my money to work for me, but I can tell you that it's a trade between time and money. Okay, if you spend some time, you build a lot more equity. If you use money, it's not so much equity, but the numbers can play out and still build your income. Okay, so no, I don't I definitely don't advise unsolicited private messaging on Facebook as a form of traffic for your business. I don't, okay? However, you can build rapport, okay? So, for example, those wholesalers that are here right now, you're looking for a motivated seller. Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? Do you know anything about real estate in your area? Listen, I'm looking to buy some real estate. Let me know if anybody's looking to sell. That's it, okay? That's marketing right there. You could do that, absolutely. But again, can you be consistent with that? Because again, one of the things you want to position yourself for in business is position yourself for consistency, because consistency is a very hard thing for us to do as human beings. And the best thing you can do for yourself in business is to position yourself so consistency is very easy, okay? And that's one of the reasons why I told you, create 3 to 5 questions that you use to spark off conversations on Facebook, and don't sway off of it. Don't spend more than 3 minutes talking to anybody in any given time on Facebook, because the more you time you spend with them, the less you devalue yourself. So you create connection, you find a balance between create connection and you still maintain your value as a hot prospect in the marketplace. And you definitely want to do that. If you're going to do that, make sure you're doing it you're doing it in combination with creating content. You want people to be able to come to your page and see videos and see articles that you're creating for the marketplace, so they don't think they're talking to another amateur in the marketplace. Does that make sense? So that's what I have for you. Hopefully this is helpful for you. Again, if you want to learn the fundamentals of these things, simply go to myempirepro.com and download the book. It's absolutely for free, okay? Empire Lifestyle Secrets is the name of the book. And click like, share, comment below. What do you think? Have you ever done unsolicited private messages? How did it work out for you? I want you to share that experience with me. What are your thoughts about this? All of this is about attraction marketing. I only teach attraction marketing. Anything else, it's not worth your time, okay? If you want to learn all about attraction marketing, go ahead and download the book right now for free so you can know the fundamentals. And make sure you read the book 10 to 15 times, Empire Lifestyle Secret. All right? Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on the next one, and peace.